What's with all the Christmas shit down here? Oh, you noticed that? I mean, the three trees is a little hard to miss.
Well, I don't know. I just haven't put them away yet. And it's, I mean, it brings color to the basement.
Yeah, a lot of red and a lot of green.
A lot of green.
I mean, I guess it keeps you in the season, but...
Hey, it would be worse if I had it plugged in.
That is true.
Yeah, at least they're not plugged in. They're just sitting down here.
Yeah, it would be worse. All right, well, thank you for joining us for another amazing episode of Better Made Topics.
Where the topics are better made.
Today's a pretty good one. We're going to talk about, first up, I got a new job.
He did.
I was at my old job for 5 years. We had some disagreements or misunderstandings. I don't really know what the proper way to put this. They were dicks, and they really did not want to pay more. I mean, that's the gist of it. That's as far as we'll go. We won't be mentioning names. We won't be going to that. But, I mean, I got some great stories for a later time if we ever want to go into my stories.
We could create a whole segment about
it. Oh, bro, I have so many good stories just work-related. But so, yeah, there's that. I got my new job. I love my new job. And I got a new toolbox today, too.
Well, you're so excited about this toolbox, too. Tell them why.
Well, so, like, I've had my old toolbox for about 5 years. I've outgrown it. So now it's time to get a new one. This one's got power plugs. It's in the red and black scheme of my car. So, yeah, honestly, it's just... I mean, other than the price, other than that tiny, small...
Even the price, though, is a good freaking deal.
I did get a good deal because, yeah. Like... I know the salesman that I bought this box from is the salesman I bought my first box from, so that's kind of nice. And he had a couple boxes in storage that he's been sitting on, and I worked out a couple deals where he knocked a couple grand off and gave me some more money on my box trade-in, and the numbers worked out, and got a new box.
Got a new box.
So in about a couple weeks when I get my first paycheck, I will go to Harbor Freight and buy a bunch of new tools to fill said box.
Yeah.
Because I'll be honest with you, Rob, you don't have to buy the fanciest, spanciest sockets and wrenches that will never break anyways, because even if they do break, Rob, almost every single tool place, lifetime warranty.
That's true.
Go in there, take it, they'll give you another one right away. So, yeah. But anyways, do you want to start with things we should know or...
Yeah, let's we'll start off with
it's always good to end on a nice am I the asshole?
On a good note, yeah, because I mean, we took a break from stressful things of the world ending for a couple episodes, so it's time to dive back into all the stress.
Yeah, you know, let us know if you liked those two episodes, because we did, I think, one with just things you should know, and then the other one was all am I the asshole, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, our very last one was your sleep disorder and my sleep disorder.
Oh, yeah. I think that's how it was. So those
yeah,
were
but that's
both,
only stressful to us.
I think those were things we should know.
Yeah.
And then the one before that was just...
Was the asshole.
Yeah, it was
about
an all...
About the wedding, I think.
Yep. It took up like a whole time.
Yeah, that was a story. So this episode we're going to talk about solar flares.
For a second there, I thought you were... This episode is sponsored by Kellogg's. Like, I just totally thought it was going to happen.
They're not good. They're
great. Dude, I feel like we're going to get a letter. Cease
free
and desist.
Free advertising.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the name they want, though.
Okay, so solar flares is what we're talking about, which, if you don't know what a solar flare is, it is an intense burst of radiation of magnetic energy associated with sunspots. They are actually the largest explosions in our solar system, to like put it into perspective for you there.
Explosions. So that's hard for me to picture as an explosion happening out in space, because don't you need oxygen and like other things?
Well,
to
I mean, on the sun, it's constantly just going.
Yeah, I mean, I get the sun because... What? No, honestly, I still don't get the sun, because
it's just a big ball of gas.
Is there oxygen, though?
I guess.
God damn it. I should do this beforehand.
Well, let's look. This is just a very easy Google away.
Well, at the same time, if it has too much oxygen, that's a huge risk of exploding.
So it says, so the sun can burn hydrogen to helium without the need of oxygen.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I guess no oxygen needed for that.
Well, that's nice. I mean, you learn something new every day.
Yeah. And then the sunspots mentioned, those are areas on the sun where the magnetic field are much stronger. So, like, where the sunspots are is where all the solar flares and stuff
typically occur. Like, when you say sunspots, do you mean, like, dark
spots? It's like, the dark spots on the sun. Like, when you see that, like, you can look it up, like, any NASA pictures, and you'll see, like, darker spots on the sun. Those are sunspots.
Yeah. I heard a video today that really made me think, and it was one of those stupid videos. It was like, you ever look at trees as an adult? They're not brown. They're actually gray.
Yeah, but as a kid.
As a kid, though, we all draw them as brown.
Yeah.
And then they're like, also, this one's going to fuck with you, too. We all draw the sun as yellow, but when you look at it, it's white.
That, okay, hey, now, I have an argument for that. The paper's usually white. What are you going to do, just not draw a sun?
I mean, yeah. Well, you could, I guess, outline it yellow and then just not fill it in yellow.
That's no fun.
It really isn't. I feel like you need
to color
it in. Yeah,
you need to color
it
in.
That's why it's yellow. It's because a child needs that.
No, but the brown bark thing, yeah, that's weird.
That one really does mess with me because I was like, you know, I never really thought about it.
Well, you know what they say? When you're a kid, you see everything as like more colorful, like more bright.
That is true.
Like you lose that as you get older.
And then I think as you grow older, the happiness fades from you.
Yeah, because you
live. And that's the joy and the color and wow. I think we've really cracked the code here. back to the sun.
back to the sun. Oh, God. Okay, so now that you know what solar flares are, the Earth actually gets hit by solar flares, like, often.
Okay.
Like, they have, like, levels kind of like a hurricane, like 1, 2, 3, you know, blah, blah, blah. But there is a big one that they actually call, like, a solar hurricane, which if that doesn't terrify you,
That does sound kind of terrifying.
Yeah. So the last one that hit us was, it was called the Carrington event back in September 2nd of 1859. And there has been, like, they found it in, like, history that it's hit way more before that, like, 15-something and beyond, like, 784, I think.
Oh, so, like, when there was really nothing.
Yeah, because it's all, like, recorded in, like, text and stuff of, like, a bunch of lights in the sky, which is what this was here. So when that solar flare of that magnitude hits the Earth, it's actually like a big EMP to the whole world, which if you don't know what that is, it completely fries all electrical everything.
Yeah. EMP, electromagnetic pulse.
Yep.
What it stands for.
And that's, the solar flare can cause that. And a solar hurricane of that magnitude can fry the whole planet. But back in 1859, the only thing it really messed up was compasses and, like, telegrams and stuff like that. It didn't really impact them too hard.
Hmm.
And they're sitting here thinking the next one might hit us. They're thinking there's a 50% chance to be hit by this by 2070. And they're thinking the next possible hit that we could receive is in 2025. There's a chance that we could get hit with that.
No wonder all these celebrities and people in power are building bunkers and stuff.
Yeah. Because you can make EMP-proof things. So.
Well, no, they sell. They're called Faraday bags. I think I'm saying that right.
So like if you put like your phone in one of those bags, it would probably be protected, I'm guessing.
Correct. That and like what their main, I wouldn't say their main purpose, but like I've seen a lot of guys that will put a spare ECU for your car. In one of those bags.
Oh.
So that way, when the blast comes,
you can just swap
the ECU with the good one, and then you'll be able to drive. But, you know, I thought about this as a mechanic, as a guy, and you know what I immediately remembered? Everyone else isn't going to have that. So they're going to die in the middle of the road wherever.
Yeah.
And you're still not going to be able to drive unless you have a really, really good off-road vehicle that can get around everything.
Yeah.
Because think about it. Like, if freeways are going to be fucking useless.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe
whatever traffic there was is that's
exactly
that's where it lives
exactly.
Now.
So yeah. Like, I don't really see the point, other than maybe getting from A to B to get safely from like my apartment to my bug out location.
Yeah, I guess this is the one instance that a pickup truck would be useful.
Rob, I hate to you have to say this, but like there's more instances than just this one.
No,
there's a lot of like if I had a truck, Rob, I couldn't move my toolboxes.
So I don't know, get a smaller toolbox.
That's your solution.
I hate pickup trucks.
I know. So they say 2025, we're expected to get hit by a solar storm, basically.
Yeah, the solar hurricane, yeah. Solar hurricane. Actually, I actually remember this. This might ring a bell, too, to you. We almost got hit with it back in 2012. It missed us by a couple days,
I think, solar hurricane. I did actually hear something
about that. Familiar,
yeah,
that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Yeah, we were, like, I think 2 days off from getting hit by this solar hurricane in 2012.
And, you know, this is something that I don't think enough people realize, is if an EMP hit the U.S., or even any, let's just say it hit the whole world, to be fair.
Yeah. Well, it would.
Cause like, it, oh, yeah, because it would. Yeah. No, I mean,
it affects the whole world.
I know it would, but I guess, yeah. So the whole world gets hit. The amount of people that would die within the first month is like...
Well, it actually says right here, if this did happen today, it just calculated just the U.S. alone, just to show you like the sheer numbers. So if this happened today, so in 2025 is when they're predicting when that happens, the U.S. alone... 20 to 40 million people could be without electricity between 16 days to 1 to 2 years. No electricity.
So just 40 million people are going to be...
No, yep. Back in the Stone Age.
At the same time, though, I'd be fine with it. I would just go up north, live my life. I'd be okay with that.
My job would be obsolete.
Oh, 100%.
My whole job is having to do with computers.
My job wouldn't be, because I feel like they would start...
What cars are you going to fix, Matt?
Old cars. They still have a lot of old cars. A lot of old trucks, too. I still work on trucks that don't have ECUs.
But what's the point on working on a truck because of the reason you said? The roads are going to be...
It'll take time, but like they will get that cleared. What they'll probably do is just big trucks that we're on will push the cars off the road. Because the cars
bulldoze them out of the way.
Yeah, just bulldoze them right off the road, push them off to the side, and then eventually, over time, we'll get rid of those cars, take them to places, scrap them.
So what happens to those cars? Like the people who own them, are they just like they're out?
Well, I mean,
money?
You got to think again. A lot of these people won't be. I hate to say this, but like a lot of these people won't be around to. Am I going to care about the car I left on the side of the road when the power hit in 2020? Whatever. Like, no, I'm going to be more worrying about. Do I have food, water, shelter? I don't really think people are going to be worrying about some monetary things like that. I think we're going to go back to a much more bartering system of like...
Well, remember, this is only 16 days to 1 to 2 years. It's not like this is like 50 years.
You say that, but I don't have as much faith because like just our country alone, our own officials say if we get hit with... Even not an EMP, just our grids are so fragile that any kind of hiccup could cause the whole system to crash. And if it does, it's going to take years, they say, to get it back up. So that's death to me. A lot of people.
I feel like it would be, they say like without electricity, but I feel like there's more beyond that. Because what about our satellites, bro? Our military satellites up there?
That's what I'm getting at. Like
that, if this like hurricane hits, it's not just like, oh, we're without power. Oh, we don't have a cell phone. I can't play Call of Duty. Like, no, it's more than that. Like, everybody is susceptible.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all the satellites are gone.
Also, I think.
And then what if you're flying when it hits?
Oh, yeah. That's.
That's terrifying.
You just get to check out a
little
earlier.
Yeah, that's it. You're done.
Well, honestly, if you're driving, like, a lot of people are going to.
Well, if your car dies from that EMP, can you still brake?
Depends on the car.
Oh, so you're saying like a Tesla? You can probably there,
some like some cars have electric brakes.
Oh man!
So if it relies on a signal being sent to the brake to apply, I don't know how those cars are set up. Now, more than likely, they're probably set up as soon as it kills power, it brakes. But at the same time, I can't see that because that would be a huge risk too. Because if you're going 50, 60 miles an hour and then your car shuts off, you should not just lock the brakes up because that's not safe.
You're going to flip. Yeah.
Or anything. So I don't really know. I can't answer that correctly, but.
That's a terrifying thought.
What I like to think about is like, I know enough people that have like old cars that don't have ECUs. So once some time goes by and it's safe enough to go out with my guns, That'd be kind of cool to go out and like do what I want because no one could stop me. I don't know if that sounds bad, but
yeah, I mean, it kind of does, I guess. If you I'm look at it from
I mean,
like,
I'm not saying like I'm going to be lawless. Well,
I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for the dust to settle, and I'm going to get my guns. I'm going to go do what I want.
Well, I mean,
do.
The guns are more for my protection in case I run across people that would say do me harm or try to take what I have. What I hold so dear.
I don't know. I feel like I have faith in us a little bit more to
I know.
Not resort to freaking.
See, I love your faith in humanity.
Dude, you have to. You have to have a little bit of faith.
Whereas
in
mine
us.
Is the reality of humanity, which is we're going to kill each other and a lot of people are going to die because they're just unprepared and they're going to try to take from other people who
okay,
are prepared.
I'm not going to lie. I know that there are going to be like cases like that. Like people are going to try to take advantage of that. But I think the majority of people are just going to be kind of like COVID was, and they're just going to stick to themselves kind of thing.
You can't
and just
stick
wait for
to yourself, Rob. Okay, you have to remember, if the power goes out, you have 3 days before all of the food and all the grocery stores are gone off all the shelves.
That's true, yeah.
So 3 days, all the food's gone. How long do you think it's going to take before food gets back to those grocery stores with no power? Also, with all the roads being blocked from all the cars, how the fuck is food going to get back to those stores? How are people going to get...
That's true.
People are going to die. People are going to do...
Well, damn, when you say it like that, I don't know
martial
how,
law,
how we would...
Martial law will take effect, I promise you.
And then after everything's back even, I don't... How, it's just, okay, time to go back to work.
Yeah, like, there is no going right back to society, because...
Yeah. So that's terrifying.
Once
then,
you
yeah.
unring that bell... It's kind of hard to... Hey,
do you think 2025 is it? You think that's the year?
Honestly, Rob, the way we've been going... have you seen any of those videos on TikTok where the guy's like, hi, I'm Joel. I just want an asteroid to hit and take us out. Like, the wife is going, hi, I'm so-and-so. And like, I think this is a good way to be positive. And then the husband goes, hi, I'm this. And I just want it all to be over with. So I take a nap with my toaster. Like God. It's crazy. And like, everything he says is so like, yeah, I feel like a lot of people right now are like, yeah, just let it be over. Just because like,
honestly, I would prefer like a quicker end than society just collapsing like that.
Yeah. So would you rather like an asteroid or like aliens? Or would you rather, like, EMP and we'd all destroy ourselves? Or would you rather have, like, nuclear blasts and we destroy ourselves? Which one would you...
So many options.
I know. Like, they're all terrible and they're all in their own little way, but...
Yeah, it's like there's the natural disasters of, like, just the volcanoes and all that. And the Ice Age. Or, like you said, the aliens. Or apparently, actually, this little solar flare storm... The sun goes through like an 11-year cycle, so every 11 years we have a possibility of getting hit by this.
Well, see, that's just even more terrifying.
Cause yeah, but the probability of those days, because they like try to look into the future and like calculate it all, like it's very, very low percentages. Like you saw, like in 2012, it messed us by like a couple days, and I think they knew
you know what's
that.
not to change the subject, but I also heard that like there's an asteroid that we. Come into really close contact
oh, yeah.
with a lot too, and they're like, oh, if that thing comes in contact with us, it's
we're
an
done.
Earth ender. I'm like, why are
wasn't it was a few years ago it passed right by us.
It's worse than that, Rob. Not only did it pass right
by us, it
was
between the moon and us.
We were like, our scientists, they're in their infinite fucking wisdom, were like, we have a theory we want to test. We want to shoot a rocket at the asteroid to see if we can change its trajectory. And that way we can know and use this technique to alter asteroids heading towards Earth. And you want to know what they found out, Rob?
They can't.
It didn't do fucking shit. Because, I mean, when you think about it, an asteroid moving through space at, like, who knows what fucking speed.
Yeah.
Very fast, I'm assuming. You have... What is a rocket... moving at our earthly speeds gonna fucking do to it? It's gonna be nothing.
Yeah, and I think this happened recently because it passed between the moon and Earth. It literally, and I think you could look up at the moon and you would be able to see like a dot go across it.
Yeah.
That was it. That's how close it was to us.
Yeah, like shit is crazy right now. And I don't really know how things are gonna shape up.
Yeah.
I try not to worry about it too much because if you do, it just drives you nuts. But I like learning about the different ways that we can die.
Thousand Ways to Die.
Yeah, like this is a different take on A Thousand Ways to Die. Well, let's just all hope and pray that in 2025.
That's not a, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, we
and
already.
And then it's only a 50% chance before 2070.
You say 50% like it's not half. It's only a 50%.
I'm a glasses half full kind of guy.
In this kind of situation, you can't be, I feel like. It's got to be more like the glass is half empty.
I wonder, you know what? I wonder, because they're pretty good at predicting things, you know? So if they are like, a couple months before, like, oh, this is going to hit us.
Yeah.
I feel like the government would take precautions and they would start doing things to keep things in force, I feel like. But the question is it going to be enough and is it going to do anything?
So you think the government would start, like, hoarding water, food, stockpiling
yeah,
it?
Maybe,
preparation?
Yeah, preparing for this. And maybe, like, EMP proofing certain things that are freaking necessary that are not right now.
You know, see, you have faith in our government that they would actually have the brains to do all
of
this.
Or would they just protect themselves?
I don't even think they would be smart enough to do that, Rob. I don't really think. I think maybe the rich ones would be able to save themselves, worry enough to have stockpiled food in their shelters. But, you know, I talk about this with Chelsea. I don't believe that if your shelter's at another location than your home, or let's rephrase that, if you are not at the place that your shelter is at 90% of the time, that shelter's useless. If you have to drive any more than 10 minutes to get to your bug out location, I feel like you're not going to make it. Because as we said, the roads are going to be stocked, like shut down. So if you have to drive an hour in normal road conditions to get to your location,
that's like a day of walking.
That's like a day of walking. And if you have gear that you're going to carry to your location,
which
I mean, you're gonna have most of your shit at your location, but you still are gonna have like a backpack and some stuff and your
extra clothing or probably,
yeah, whatever. Yeah. And I feel like that whole
yeah. So if you don't live in your bunker, then
I wouldn't say
or
in your
if
bunker.
If you don't
but like,
live in your bunker or right next to it,
yeah,
or it's like a easy 1 hour walk at most to it.
Like, did you see that Netflix movie that was kind of like the end of the world, kind of talking about this?
I don't.
It wasn't about like the solar flares. I think it was Leave the World Behind is the name of it.
No, I don't. Oh, is that the one with the Obamas?
Yes, the Obamas.
No, I still haven't seen
it. I watched
it. I totally forgot about it.
I did watch it, but like it kind of goes into a little bit of this stuff with bunkers and stuff. And like this is one of the things, like they were in a rich neighborhood and half the people that had all these bunkers were not even in the area. They couldn't make it back to the area. So it's like
too far.
Yeah. So like they lived in New York City. And, like, all of these houses were in, like, Jersey, just outside of the city.
So far away?
No, I mean, like, they were just outside of the city, like, and within, like, maybe an hour or whatever. I don't know what the distance is of whatever city is just outside, but in a nicer neighborhood, if that makes sense. I don't know New York that much. But they were, like, they couldn't get out of the city. They were gridlocked. So all these bunkers just went unopened.
That's crazy. Well, I think that about wraps it up.
It does. So, as always, you know, if you guys have a story, Am I the Asshole? Or if you guys have something you think we should know, talk about, go ahead and email us at bettermadetopics@gmail.com. And we got a Twitter now. I have been kind of looking at that a little bit starting. I've never been on Twitter, so just give me a chance because it's all learning curve.
Yeah, you just got the login info today. So.
But until next time, we will catch you on Better Made. Get up, break out, make a decision, would you?